this Sunday we begin a new effort in our weekly outreach collection. Some weeks ago, our governing board decided that we would shift our focus a little bit and use the first Sunday of each month for hurricane relief efforts, knowing that those are ongoing even after the news fades from the headlines, and knowing also that our own Unitarian Universalist Association is looking for ways to specifically target those efforts. And Lori Goodman is the point person on our governing board for our outreach collection, so she's going to speak to that for a moment, and then we will receive our morning offering.
Good morning. Well, this is a little embarrassing. I was studying for a logic exam when Steve called me last week to ask me to speak today, and I knew I made a mistake not writing it down. And then it became obvious that Simple Gifts Coffee House was going to be very busy this Saturday night. We had 182 tickets sold, by the way. So I'm not prepared today, and I apologize for that. But what I will do is I will tell you who it's going to be for, and I will tell you that I will write something up and have it in your order of service next week that will give you an update about what the money will be used for. But as you see in your service, it's going to be donated to the hurricane relief efforts of the Unitarian Universalist Association. Now, since I can't talk to you about that, I just want to take a minute to talk to you about how we're deciding on these, on who gets our outreach collection, because I'm not sure if everyone is aware of this. Under our new policy governance model, the executive board has turned over responsibility for picking the outreach collection recipient every month to a team of us that is currently made up of myself, Jamie Anderson, Ann Leach, and Stephen Nodvin. And we look over the requests that we receive every time, every month when it comes time to do it, and we choose one. And we tend to choose recipients who have a dire need to meet a very basic need of a group of people, shelter, food, things like that. But I do want to encourage people, if you are part of an organization that could use funds for a specific use, please submit an application to us for our consideration. We have very few applications now for this, and we'd like to build that up and have more to choose from for the coming year. Thank you.
I can talk a little bit about
that. Okay.
The funds that the UUA and the UUSC are collecting are going to the hurricane relief of the Gulf Coast, and the proposed distribution of those funds is 2/3 of the money is to go to the poorest of the poor folks in that area, and 1/3 is to go to the 4 churches that were severely or completely damaged by those floods, so that the majority of the funds is going not to necessarily Unitarian Universalists, but rather to the poor, the poorest of the poor, and then 1/3 to rebuild the churches. The other good news is that I believe they've raised probably almost $3 million, and the congregation at Shelter Rock has come up with a matching grant of $500,000. And I believe that $500,000 is well on its way, our part of it is well on its way to being collected. So our collections here today will help raise yet another million. Thank you for your generous donations.